Can you change your thoughts to change your weight or anything else in your life for that matter? My guest today, Dr. Julie Coffey, explains how to think yourself slim. This is your podcast for health and inspiration, Which Way Is Life? I'm your host, Bill Klaproth, and this is episode 75. And if you like what you hear today, please take 30 seconds and rate and review the podcast on iTunes. I would really appreciate it. My guest today, Dr. Julie Coffey, is a family doctor in the UK and has expertise in helping people lose weight and improve their health naturally. She writes a weekly health and weight loss blog and is the author of Living the Slim Life and creator of several online programs, including Uber Slim and Uber Energy, and is out with a brand new book, Think Yourself Slim. Dr. Coffey, thank you for joining me. I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Probably the one thing is realizing that any change in your life has to start in your mind first.
And that's difficult to do sometimes, isn't it?
It can be difficult to do. It can really can be difficult to do, because I think a lot of the time people look on the outside for the change, when in actual fact, real change comes from your thoughts inside.
So true. So true. And we're going to get into that because your book speaks to that. So we're going to dig into that a little bit more coming up. But first, Dr. Coffey, before we dig into your story and your book, can you let us in on your personal life? What brings you joy when you're not saving the world?
That's a good question, Bill. I think there's a couple of things that bring me joy. One is out in nature, walking my dog, and another one is the quiet meditation of yoga.
Those are so good. So I speak to a lot of yoga experts on my podcast, and I said to myself, I need to start doing this. So I just started doing yoga, and I love it. I love it.
It's an easy thing to get hooked into.
It is. It's like an hour of stop the madness. You're kind of focusing on the poses, and I'm new at it, so I'm really don't know what I'm doing and all the poses, but the stretching, and I got to tell you, I was sore after my first yoga session.
It's surprising. I think a lot of people think it's just sitting around stretching, but depending on what class you go to, it can actually be quite physically tough.
Absolutely. So yoga, definitely a plus. Well, I quickly want to mention Which Way Is Life is brought to you by audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Okay, Dr. Coffey, here we go. Let's dig into this a little bit. The new book, Think Yourself Slim. So tell us, what happened in your life that made you want to write this book? And then let's get into your three main parts, because I love how you break this down. You make it very easy. So first off, tell us, what happened and what got you into writing this book?
Well, this particular book is a follow-on from an original weight loss book I did, where I touched on the mindset needed for getting slim and changing your body. But I happened to go through quite a difficult time in my life, which wasn't health related. It was a breakdown of a relationship, and I needed to get myself sorted out really quickly so as not to let life in general fall apart around my ears as well as the relationship. And I did manage to do that really quickly, because I had a lot of the mindset tools with a lot of the personal development study I'd done over the years. And I actually surprised myself at how quickly I turned things around and not only got back to my starting point, but far exceeded that in terms of happiness and what I was doing in life. And it was just one day I sat down and thought, wow, you know, everything I've done, you only have to put a different goal in front of it, i.e. weight loss and getting healthy. And it's exactly the same recipe. So my publisher was encouraging me to write another book. So I thought, well, what better time than to go a little bit deeper into the mindset of weight loss and write a little book about that.
All right, Dr. Coffey. So your techniques then are in three parts. So let's go through them. The first one involves using your thoughts And you know how our thoughts can keep us stuck right in the same place. So tell us, how can we use our thoughts to get unstuck?
So yeah, it's quite a simple concept, really, because most people, I think, will accept that they get in their life predominantly what they focus on. But most people kind of forget that when it comes to their weight. And I've found that the vast majority of people who have a weight issue are almost predominantly or exclusively focused on where they're at now, which is 20 pounds overweight, 40 pounds overweight, constantly berating themselves for being overweight and unhealthy, and just generally focusing on where they're at right now. And just by doing that reinforces where you're at right now and helps to keep you really stuck.
So those negative thoughts don't help at all?
No, they don't. It really literally reinforces, because the thing is, Bill, people who are overweight, it comes from subconscious programming mainly, which is why people often can't understand why all of their efforts fail. And every time you have a thought about where you're at now, in terms of not having any energy, or you need a store, or you're overweight and you don't like what you look at, it's just reinforcing that program that's already there. So it gets stronger and stronger as time goes on, which is why people can often, as the years go on, get bigger and bigger.
So you just kind of stay stuck right in that same spot. Okay, so the second part then explains how to shift into a more neutral mindset, basically changing our thoughts then. So tell us about that. How do we shift into that neutral mindset?
The neutral mindset is really beginning to take the handbrake off, which is what these thoughts are, the ones that are keeping you stuck. And this is something that a lot of people question and can find the concept a bit difficult. And it's really about accepting where you are right now. Because until you can accept where you are, you're still focused completely on what it is that you don't want. And as long as you do that, you hold yourself stuck in that place. So it's accepting where you are. And the argument I sometimes get from people about that concept is that if they accept where they are, they won't want to move on to something different. And it actually doesn't work like that. When you accept where you are in terms of your health and weight, that shifts you into a more neutral place, which then enables you to begin looking at what you don't want. Because the only purpose really of looking at what you don't want, because that helps you realize that you want something else, and then it's really deciding what that is.
Okay, so accepting where you are, once you realize that and accept it, it allows you then to think forward.
Yes, it makes it much easier if you're not stuck on what you don't want. If you just slip into accepting where you are, and it's much easier then to turn your head around the other way to look at what it is that you do actually want.
Okay, so then the third part then goes into techniques to program your mind for weight loss. So how do we go from that? We've accepted it now. We've shifted into that neutral mindset. How do we get into the mindset that's going to propel us forward then?
First of all, you need to decide what it is you want. And it can't be anything vague like, oh, I want to be slim, because that's a little bit like walking into a travel agent and asking to go somewhere hot and sunny. No, it doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't activate the goal-seeking part of your mind. So an example of a really good goal, when I spoke to one of my clients, when I asked them what they wanted, he said that he wanted to... We have a mountain in the UK called Mount Snowdon. You have to be fairly fit to walk up it, although I guess you guys have got some lot bigger mountains than we have. So his goal was to be standing on the top of Mount Snowdon and have his wife congratulate him on getting up there and feeling fit to do it. And for that to have happened, he would have had to lose a significant amount of weight from his starting point and improve his health. So the weight loss and the health change was built into that goal. But it was something that he could think about that would excite him and make him happy. So it was motivating. It made him happy. And when he repetitively thought about that, more and more and more, he started to believe that it would happen. And when you've got a goal like that, it's much more inspiring than thinking, I just want to be slimmer. If that
right.
makes sense.
It does. So realize what it is, what you want. So say I do want to lose 20 pounds. I just want to be healthier and lose weight. So I realize that I know what I want, and I want that because I want to be able to get on the floor and play with my kids easier. I want to be able to, you know, take a run with my dog. So this is what I want to do. Realize what it is you want. Okay, so now that I know this, we realize this, what's our next step then?
When you've kind of had a thought about what it is that you want, a really powerful technique is to actually create a little scenario in your mind where you're actually seeing that happen. Well, not exactly seeing it happen out of your own eyes, because your subconscious mind, which is the bit of the mind that we really want to influence here, doesn't actually know the difference between something that's really happening and something that's really vividly imagined. If you can think about what a dream is like, with the really real ones that you think is really happening, in those dreams, you're actually seeing out of your own eyes. It's like you're in your body. And that's why they feel so, so real. So a really good kind of visualization is when you create a scenario. Like this guy would have created a scenario where he was literally imagining walking up the final few steps of this mountain. He would imagine looking at the view, and he would imagine his wife's arm coming around his shoulder and a kiss on the cheek and a whisper in his ear saying, I'm so proud of you. So when he does this visualization, he can almost feel like he's actually there, because it feels so real with the way that he's doing it. And the more often he would do this visualization, it's starting to lay down a new program. It's certainly starting to lay down a goal to the goal-seeking part of the subconscious mind. And as I say, the more that this is done, because repetition is brilliant when it comes to subconscious mind learning new tricks, is that you begin to believe that you can do it. Because a lot of people start from the point of thinking they can't do it. And this is where a lot of negativity comes in. But if you recurrently have a visualization like this, it's actually surprising when you begin to believe that you can do it, then you begin to know that you can do it. And when you get to that kind of mindset, there's not really much that's going to stop you.
I love that. It's kind of like visualizing yourself in the future having achieved your goals. So any tips for practicing visualization? I mean, you can't just do it, you know, once every now and then. Is there a way to do it where it really sinks in?
Well, if you're working on something really important, and for most people, their health and weight is really important, and the goal I was working on to get myself out of the pickle I was in last year was really important, so I would make the time nearly every day, and I would do it in the morning, because then it was done. You know, life wouldn't get too busy, and I would forget. And I would literally take 5 minutes, Bill. I would sit down, I would get myself fairly relaxed, I would close my eyes, and then I would imagine my scenario. And I would actually quite look forward to doing this, because one, it didn't take very long. And two, when I'd done it, straight after, I just feel really happy, happier than before I did it, even if I was happy at the beginning, because it was something that was so important to me. And as soon as I'd had visualization, it would just reinforce that this goal was going to be mine. It was just a matter of time. And that would just make me feel really happy. It set me up really great for the day. And it does set your mind in a direction where you begin to do the things that you need to do to make that goal happen. And some of these things can start happening like magic. And you can think, wow, I can't believe I just did that. I don't usually behave like that. And it's because this stuff is starting to happen on a subconscious level.
So I think that's really important. It can't just be a fleeting thought. You really have to dig deep, be specific with that visualization, really see yourself where you want to be, right? And that can then lead you in the right direction. All those positive thoughts, kind of like in a big snowball, gets you to where you want to go.
It is. It's like a little ball at the beginning, and then it begins to get bigger, and it begins to get momentum. And that in itself is, I found the most important starting point, because at the beginning, I didn't believe my goal was achievable. But I knew that if I did this properly, this bit, I would convince myself it was possible. And once I got to that point, that was the time where I began to make the plan to make it happen. So if there's anybody out there who thinks that they can't lose weight or it's beyond them, just doing something like this can get you to that place where you begin to feel that it can actually happen. And then you start to make the changes, you start to be interested in what it is that you actually need to do and learn to be slim and healthy. Because simply going on a prescripted diet is not going to get you there. You know, that's not what naturally slim people do. They're not on diets every day of the year. They're just living their life and enjoying it. Because believe it or not, you can live your life and enjoy it and enjoy your food and be slim and healthy.
Mm-hmm. And you said something there that I thought was really important. It gets you to a place where you believe it can happen. And if you believe it can happen, it can happen.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Because a lot of people will think, so-and-so can do it, that person can do it, but I can't do it. For some reason, we all think we're special in the fact that we can't achieve things that we want to achieve. We think we're the odd one out who can't do these things. And that's normal. It's normal to feel like that because we all feel like that in various aspects of our life. But this, it may not happen overnight. It may not happen the first time you do it. It may take quite a few times of doing it, but it does begin to build that belief that you can do it. And then if you continue on from there, you actually get to a point beyond belief and you know you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Build that belief and get beyond that point of belief where you know you can do it. And for the procrastinators out there or people who are having trouble getting started, can you shed some thoughts on how to take that first step?
The first step, Bill, is literally the most important one, which is deciding what you want and being really clear about that. As I was saying, answering a question of what do you want by saying I want to be slimmer isn't good enough, because that's not going to motivate you. You need to sit there and think about what it is that you actually want. You can sit there and think about what you actually want without committing to anything. So you can just play with this. And most people can do that when they're stuck in a traffic jam or in a supermarket queue. You can do this anywhere. Just ponder what is it that I want. And if you can't think of anything, think about, well, if I was slim, what would I be doing differently to what I'm doing now? Which is how I got the answer of my client walking up Mount Snowdon. Because a lot of people who are overweight are not doing the things they would really like to do. So that can be a little insight into what it is that you want. Because people tend to behave differently when they're fitter and healthier. And just by getting to that point where you realise that, oh, actually, I'd be doing this or that, I'd be on the floor playing with my kids, I'd be running around the garden with my kids without getting out of breath, there's already a shift there. There's already a shift because you're looking at something else. You're looking at something that you want that's better than where you're at. And I would encourage people when they get that to write it down, two or three sentences, because there's a power in writing things down as well. And then really it's beyond that. It's like creating a little YouTube video in your head where you're actually in it. It's an easy thing to do. Easy, but very, very powerful.
Very powerful. Create that little YouTube movie in your own head. Well, we're just scratching the surface. There is so much more in the book, Think Yourself Slim by Dr. Julie Coffey. And coming up, we get the high five from Dr. Coffey. But if I could first ask a favor, if you could, after the interview, jump over to iTunes and then rate and review my podcast. Just search for Which Way Is Life. Give me a rating and a review. And by doing that, I gain a wider audience and we can help more people. And that's what this podcast is about. Out. The High Five with Dr. Coffey is next. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way Is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way Is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way Is Life for your free audio book. Time for the high five with my guest today, Dr. Julie Coffey. Dr. Coffey, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. What advice would you give your younger self, knowing what you know now?
Oh, just go for it. I mean, don't be worried about what people think. Don't be worried about failing or getting things wrong, because that's normal. You know, I did it when I was learning to walk. it didn't stop me then. So, yeah, just go for it, really. Have your dreams, dream big, and go for it.
Go for it. That's always great advice. All right, question number two. We know that stress can be a killer too. Stress can really take its toll on a lot of people and their health. How do you beat stress in your daily life?
I don't. That's something, again, that stress is a mind-made condition. We create stress. Nobody creates it for us. And when I feel it come up in my body now, because I'm familiar with the feelings, you know, that the chest gets tight, the breathing gets shallower, the heart rate goes up, you can almost feel the blood pressure going up. I recognize when this is happening to myself really early on these days. And I let go. I let my body go into a relaxed state. And the yoga certainly helped with that. And I just remind myself that nothing on the outside can make me stressed. It's my own choice as to how I react to that. And because I've been training myself for over a number of years not to tolerate stress, that can usually alleviate it. It has to be something really quite big to get to me these days. Mm-hmm. So it's relaxing the body, some deep breathing, and just realizing nothing's worth it because this stuff damages my health.
Right. That's good advice. So understand when it comes on, feel it, realize that it's happening, and then, as you said, let yourself go and just relax. And that's really good advice, to have that self-awareness, to realize it, and then, okay, calm down, relax. So that's very, very good. All right, question number three, and I think I know the answer to this. You can certainly use these mindset techniques, right, in your book to overcome other obstacles in life.
Oh, yeah. It's like I was using them to keep my home, which is really important to me. And at the time, at the beginning of the problems that I was having, I didn't think that would be possible. But I'm a home bird. I love my house. I love my garden. I really wanted to keep it. So I was using the techniques for that. I've written the book to do it around sort of weight loss, because that's what I do in my work. But yeah, you could do this with anything important that you think you can't do. Just apply these techniques and they'll really help.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you could see how that could work. It just makes sense. All right. Question number four. Do you have a favorite book you can share with us?
I'm an avid reader. It would be so difficult for me to come up with a favorite book. So for that reason, I'm going to share the book that I've read very recently that I think will stay on my bookshelf as a reference, because I've found it so good. And that's The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer.
Okay, The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. And we're going to put a link to that book in the show notes page at radiomd.com. Okay, last question, question number five. Finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is...
If I want anything on the outside world, I have to go there in my mind first.
All right. So if you want anything in the outside world, it starts on the inside first.
It certainly does. Yeah. Somebody, I think I read somewhere that our thoughts cast shadows into our lives, perhaps not immediately, but there's nothing really in our lives that can be there without some thoughts first, which obviously includes the state of your health and your weight.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, yeah, great answer, and thank you for sharing that with us. Well, the book is Think Yourself Slim by Dr. Julie Coffey. Dr. Coffey, how can we connect with you?
I've got a website where I write a weekly blog. A lot of them are about weight loss, and it's uberhealthblog.com.
All right, and again, we'll put a link to that on the show notes page at radiomd.com. Dr. Coffey, thank you again. And as we wrap this up, I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes, which is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day we'll look back and realize they were the big things. Dr. Coffey, thank you again for your time today.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Thanks very much for having me on.
So fun talking to Dr. Coffee, and think about that. If you want anything in your external life, it starts internally first. Love it. Thank you for listening. I hope you got something out of that interview. And once again, if I could sound like a broken record, please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. I would greatly appreciate it. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcasts. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.